in the middle of Simen Nun Hey. We are up to Seif Tezvav. Says a Mechaber, im miktsasim bifnim and miktsasim bachutz. If some of the people are inside and some of the people are outside, v'shleach tzibur toch haPesach, and the shleach tzibur is in the middle of the doorway, hu mitzarfen. He can join everybody together. And the simple explanation in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan and Dalet is that since he's the shleach tzibur, everyone is looking at him, and therefore they're all looking towards the same place, and it's shaykh for him to create a chibur amongst them. And then the Shabur just also adds at the end of the Sif Katan, but if you don't have such a situation where they all see the Shlach Tzibur, but some of the people in one group can see some of the people in the other group, and there is a Shlach Tzibur in the middle, that's also good enough, you know, according to everybody. As we'll see, and he says Ayin Lekaman and Simon and Sif Yud Ches, we'll discuss this idea further about people being able to see one another. And Seif Tes Zayin. Let's say you have a small room and then it opens up into a much bigger room. Right? That's a description that as it breaks open into a much larger area. And now there's no longer a wall dividing between them. Uvagdola nishara mishairis kosel zesh enough apasim. But in the remaining wall, there are some pieces that are still on the bigger side. There's still some pieces remaining. Pirish ma'at kosel yasha v'shava. Right, there's enough of a straight area of the wall that's still remaining. Mikan on each side. Hagadola kimufleges minakatana. So we view the large room as separated from the small room. Veinakatana mufleges minakadola. But we don't view the small room as being separated from the large room. Meaning the rule is that the bigger room is sort of swallows up the smaller room, but the smaller room doesn't swallow up and join together with the bigger room. It says, it continues, Mechaber, Ela harehi kikeren zavish shala. It's like the far corner of the big room. Lefichach, im tisha bagadola, the echa bektana, if there's nine people in the big room, there's only one person in the small room, mitzarfin. So then they are considered to be in one room, and they do join together. Shahakatana negreris achar hagadola, v'harehi ki'ilu hi besoch hagadola, kevin sharo bagadola. The idea is that the smaller room follows after the bigger room. The bigger room swallows up the smaller room. And since the nine people are in the bigger room and the one person is in the smaller room, so then that is considered to be 10 people together. Avlam haya tisha baktana, the echad begdola. But if there were nine people in the small room and only one person in the big room, o chamisha bezu v'chamisha bezu ein mitzdarfin, or there's five and five, they do not join together. Meaning, it's not that they're one big room for everything. It's that the big room is the main room, and the small room is the secondary location. So if you want to have the rove of the minyan, you want to have nine people in the main room, that's good enough. But to have half and half, or to have nine in the small room and one in the main room, that's not acceptable. Mishnah Berurah just points out in Sivkat Nun Hey, as we'll go further and discuss in the Shulchan Aruch, HaKlal de Gedola Yefsha Loli Moshech HaKitana. The small room cannot be the main part and the big room is secondary to it. It has to be the other way around. And similarly, you can't have the smaller segment of the minyan be the main segment of the minyan and the larger one be the secondary segment. So you have to have the combination of the larger group in the larger room. Okay. Seif Yud Zayin, Hoya Shliach Tzibur Baketana B'Tzibur B'Gdol. But let's say now it's the Shliach Tzibur who was in the small room, and the Tzibur themselves were in the large room. So there, Motzi on Yidei Chavas, so no problem. There, for sure, he can be Motzi them, because Shehu Nigrar Achareim, because the minion is in the main room, and he's like secondary to them. Alum Hoya Shliach Tzibur B'Gdol B'Tzibur B'Ketana, Eino Motzi on Yidei Chavas. But if they were in the large room, the small room, excuse me, and the Shliach Tzibur was in the large room, then he can't be Motzi them. She'ein harov nigra achara yachid, because even though he is the Shliach Tzibur, and he's a very important yachid in this minyan, but in the end of the day, the rove does not follow him, he has to follow the rove. So the rove has to be, if the rove is in the small room, he has to be in the small room with them, and if the rove is in the big room, he can be in the small room, and he's batal to them. Sif Yitches, im k'tzas ha'asara b'beis ha'kneses, u'k'tzas ba'azara, ena mitzdarfen. This is a common problem, that if some of the people are in the Beis HaKnesses, and some of the people are outside the Beis HaKnesses. They're in the courtyard of the Beis HaKnesses. They do not join together. And the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkatan and Zion, it is so even if nine people are in the shul and one guy is outside the shul in the chatzer, he's not going to be, or the azara, whatever, he's not joining together with them to form a minyan. So as we pointed out, we said that if they can see each other, then they would be mitzdarif. We mentioned in the past, and if they see each other, it's better. If there's that glass, big glass window, it's better. So in those cases, you can be makel. He says in the end, yesh machmir mafila b'roin. He says there is room to be machmir. Quotes in the Bir Halacha a number of achronim who are machmir, but he says you can rely on them b'shas adchak if you have no other way to do it.